Mini episode 59 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationchatter.blogspot.com.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 59. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris with a first of sorts for our program. It is our partial version of a book on tape, in this case, our brand new ebook, Nothing is Off Topic, the best of the FDH Lounge multimedia magazine. This ebook is a compilation of some of the most compelling material that we have had up at the FDHLounge.blogspot.com from 2007 to 2011. It runs 224 pages with 126 features on an incredibly wide array of topics by 10 columnists. The one being featured today was written by me, and it is being utilized in this way because it comes the closest to capturing in one segment the complete and total variety of the FDH Lounge. It's entitled 1979, the year that yielded the modern world. I got the idea for the column when I started to realize over a period of time just how many occurrences that would have an impact on the future took place in this year. As you would expect from the Lounge, lists were compiled for sports, pop culture, and hard news. I think you'll be surprised, as I was, at how influential this year ended up being in the long run when you consider the whole picture. We hope you enjoy this excerpt, and we hope you check out Nothing is Off Topic, which will be available as a free download on the FDHLounge.com on January 1st, 2012. With the so-called Arab Spring uprisings, we have heard many comparisons lately to the momentous year of 1989, the one that saw authoritarianism toppled in Eastern Europe and brutally reasserted in China. 1989 was a year of a great many world events and is regarded along with 1968 with the Tet Offensive, MLK and RFK assassinations, riots, Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, and Richard Nixon's presidential election as one of the most earth-shaking in the last century. But there is one year that sits squarely between those two that had a fair amount of newsworthy events, but is not often regarded in the same breath historically. However, if we consider it an incubator of events yet to fully take shape in many aspects of society, it rates with the most significant ones for the past few centuries, the year 1979. Anyone reading this is probably thinking back, not remembering a ton of historical events, and dismissing this premise entirely. That's fine because it will make the impact of the events listed seem that much more important once the breathtaking list is fully digested. A year such as this has to be divided into different categories of events, largely because I'm going to rank them for long-term impact, and it's frankly apples and oranges to compare sports to real-world events. Much credit has to go to Wikipedia for helping me expand beyond my initial list. Hard news. Number one, the Iranian Revolution and Hostage Crisis. 32 years later, we're still feeling the shockwaves of the first dedicated, hostile-to-the-West Islamist state coming to power in a vital world region. Number two, the one-child policy is implemented in China. This one doesn't seem huge until you consider that experts have estimated that 400 million more people would have been born were it not for the evil of this selective abortion and infanticide. Number three, the Soviets invade Afghanistan. The final collapse of détente set the stage for the final, definitive era of confrontation between the Soviet Empire and the free world. Number four, Pope John Paul II visits his homeland of Poland. The final burst of oxygen necessary for solidarity to strongly challenge Polish communism came from the Pope's wildly inspirational trip back home. Number five, Margaret Thatcher brings the conservatives to power in Britain. The year before, her ideological soulmate, Ronald Reagan, won the U.S. presidency, and at the time Reagan was starting his own historic rise to power, Thatcher established the other defining Western government of the 1980s. Number six, Saddam Hussein consolidates power in Iraq. culminating an 11-year rise, Saddam completed the consolidation of his control. Number 7, Three Mile Island changes the historical trajectory of American energy. Once regarded as the miracle cure for America's energy needs, the chaotic events of a springtime week in Pennsylvania took nuclear energy from the perceived future to a downward spiral of fear and controversy. Number 8, the Sandinistas take over Nicaragua. After 2 decades of relative regional isolation, the Soviet client state of Cuba gained an ally for a full-blown expansion of the Cold War to Latin America. Pop culture, number 1. Sony introduces a prototype for the compact disc. The digital technology revolution quietly took a leap the likes of which few could have imagined back in the day. Number 2. Michael Jackson becomes the solo star that so many believed he would become. Fulfilling the expectations that had been on his shoulders since the launch of the Jackson 5, Jacko took his initial moonwalking steps towards becoming a global pop icon with the phenomenal smash Off the Wall. Number 3, the comedian strike at Mitzi Shore's Comedy Store in L.A. Author Rick Devlin proclaimed the bizarre scene, which ended the practice of unpaid artists' colony performances, which included the likes of Jay Leno and David Letterman walking a picket line, crucial in the national stand-up comedy boom of the 1980s. Number 4, McDonald's introduces the Happy Meal. A culinary masterpiece it wasn't, but McDonald's invented the modern concepts of fast food packaging and bundling with this kiddie delight. Sports. Number 1, ESPN hits the airwaves. The sports topics are the toughest to rank, but given the monolithic status of the worldwide leader in the decades to come, the launch of the first all-sports network has to take the top spot. Number 2, Nolan Ryan and Dave Parker become the first million-a-year athletes in American Big Four sports. It's a matter of some dispute which one came first, but it's indisputable that the escalating salaries that first took hold in this period changed pro sports like few other factors. Number 3, Bird and Magic clash in the NCAA Hoops Championship. In one fell swoop, these two megastars gave birth to the modern era of March Madness and revitalized an NBA that had fallen on brutally hard times. Additionally, elsewhere in college hoops, the Big East was formed this year. Number 4, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana come to San Francisco. The start of one of the game's greatest dynasties, the first implementation of the West Coast offense with Walsh as a head coach, and the roots of the vaunted Walsh coaching tree all trace back to developments not sufficiently appreciated at the time. Number 5, the WHA absorption puts Major League Hockey under one roof again and brings in the Great One. Wayne Gretzky skated on NHL ice for the first time, and it's no understatement to say that the game would never be the same. Number 6, the Daytona 500 brawl sets the stage for the sport to go national. The Cale Yarborough-Donnie Allison fight, following a thrilling finish, got the attention of a bemused country and foreshadowed the sport's coming breakout. Number 7, the Miracle on Ice team forms. Very quietly, Herb Brooks was beginning the work of shaping the greatest insurgent force in sports history. Number 8, the Yankees and Cowboys are unseated as world champions and enter a period of decline. Both of these signature franchises still had a few runs left in them, but each would encounter very dark times after being denied their returns to the top. Number 9, Seve Ballesteros starts his tenure as a global golf force with his memorable British Open win. The man who would go on to help Europe win multiple Ryder Cups and make the event a modern sporting spectacle after a decades-long drought, took his place on the big stage with his breakthrough win. Number 10, the first Breakfast at Wimbledon telecast whets the appetite for the golden age of tennis in the 1980s. As with the aforementioned Daytona 500, the men's title match at Center Court was presented live in its entirety for the first time, and like the stock car race, it was a thriller that stoked further interest in a growing sport. Are those big enough developments for you? While the year had its share of memorable events, Iran, Three Mile Island, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, Bird Magic, Thurman Munson's plane crash, the Sid Vicious suicide, Disco Demolition Night, 1979 truly stands out for the ramifications of events that could not be fathomed at the time. When we contemplate the modern world that has evolved over the past few decades, so many of the defining elements trace themselves one way or another back to the seemingly unremarkable 1979.